Extend greetings to y'all in the precious name of the Lord Savior Jesus Christ. Let's go, Lord, in prayer. Our Father, we come before you this morning. We thank you for your goodness and for your mercy to us. Help us, Lord, to be faithful to you. Help us keep in mind, Father, those things that lay ahead, Father. We just ask you to help us, Lord, to be faithful. Fill us with your Spirit. Give us wisdom. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Again, give greetings in the precious name of the Lord Jesus this morning. Let's open our Bibles to Hebrews chapter 2. Plan this morning was to talk about just giving heed, being faithful, being diligent, and just as the boys were giving their lesson, giving their verses, talking about heaven and the things that lay ahead, it goes real well with this. You know, we can look at warnings and we can look at things that we need to do, and it becomes pretty wearisome sometimes what we're going through, and we lose sight of the goal. And so the Bible is full of encouragement of the promised land, the blessings that are ahead. And so it's as we look at these things about being diligent and about reminders to be faithful, we need to keep in mind, what are we being faithful for? Why? What is the purpose of all of it? And just the idea, you know, just reading there in Judah, in the boys' lesson, that's talking about war, and we don't know hardly anything about that, but these... I just, whenever I was reading that, can you imagine just being in a village and somebody just says, we're just going to take over. You know, we're going to come into your area, we're going to come into your community, and we're just going to, we demand that you submit to us and you just give yourself completely to us. Well, that would just change everything in your life to do that. And these people just say, no, we're happy the way we are. We want to stay the way we are. And then the threat comes and this huge army comes in and just says it just killed the youth. And anyone that wouldn't just submit, they killed them and left the wounded dying in the valley. Just burn everything and destroy everything, kill all of the animals. Can you imagine something like that? The threat of something like that? And it's just pretty, it's a miserable situation. Just, you've got plans, these people had plans, they had things that they wanted to do, and here this army just came in and just destroyed all of that. That's war. That's what war is all about. And that's why we can imagine whenever we see something like that or hear of something like that, that to hear of a place where there was no war, you know, it doesn't hardly mean anything to us. We don't think about tragedies and calamities and things like that, like happened in places in the world. And many times, the people that are there that going through this have no hope at all of anything better. They don't even know of a hope that there's something better awaiting for the faithful. They don't know about what it means to be faithful. They just know their lives are turned upside down. So let's turn to Hebrews chapter 2 with those things in mind. says, for this reason we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard so that we do not drift away from it. Well, just that's what I want. That's the heart of what I want to think about this morning. Drifting away from it. For this reason, we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard so that we do not drift away from it. You know, if there was a war threatening or persecution or something, we would start thinking about a better place a lot more. That's not the time we live in. Right now, this time we live in, the danger is just drifting away from it. Just drifting. Because we don't have that. There's no great longing and desire for a hope because there's nothing really hard to be delivered from. I mean, you look at our lives, a lot of things are push button. We can have a perfect climate. We just have everything. And when you think about heaven, What do we think about when we think about heaven? Peace, happiness, joy, comfortable. You know, people are sick and they long for comfort. They think of heaven as being a place where there's comfort. There's no more pain. There's no more sorrow. There's no more war. There's none of those things. And we, in our lives, a lot of times, live pretty comfortable lives. We're not... We don't have the suffering. We don't have all those things that would make us long for a time when that wouldn't be here. And so the danger of that for us is we just drift. We just kind of go through. And that's why we must pay attention. Give closer attention to what we have heard, so that we don't drift away from it. For if the word spoken through angels proved unalterable, and every transgression and disobedience received a just penalty, how will we escape if we neglect a so great a salvation? After it was at the first spoken through the Lord, it was confirmed to us by those who heard, God also testifying with them both by signs and wonders and by various miracles, and by gifts of the Holy Spirit, according to His own will. One of the verses we talked about, or somebody did this week, was that about the people that were with the Lord. And it said, the Lord did all these miracles, and the Lord was there, and He was doing all these things, and they were with Him. And Jesus told them about how much greater it would be to those who would believe who have never saw Him. You know, to be there when Jesus was there, the world didn't see Him. The majority of the people did not see Him. They were going about their lives. But if you did, and Jesus told them what a blessing it was that they would recognize that they saw Him. But He said, blessed are those who will not see what I'm doing. This talked about by all these, they testified with them both by signs and wonders and by various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit according to His will. You know, we believe that these things happen, but we really haven't seen these miracles. And some people hear that and they say, well, we got to have miracles. So they go pursuing miracles, thinking that they're going to find something. They're going to find the Lord because they see miracles. But we're living in a time, we're living in the last days. It's not that time. We're living in a time where it's just going to be strictly by faith that we remain faithful. There's not going to be the signs and the wonders and everything that's going to convince us and show us and prove us. Just like it wasn't, we're not living in a time where we see the Lord and we see the wonderful things that He did. We just know that He did those things. We believe them. And so we need to structure our lives being grateful that we've been given the privilege to see and understand what we see today. We see the evidence of people actually making these choices to believe. We see the blessings that are here, that are part of the kingdom of God. The little down payments of joy and peace and people loving each other and getting along. We're attacked all the time, but we can still see this miracle of the kingdom of God living. And that's all we can really see. But it's a taste of what's there. But living in that, that's what he's warning us about. Living in that, we become complacent. And the Bible in the King James, it says, "How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation?" That's still, it says it right here. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? I remember when my children were young, there was an old house and it was just falling down. And they just thought it was the most terrible thing, just an ugly old house out there. And I said, "Do you know how this house became so ugly?" And they said, "No, because it just looks like you'd had to just make it that ugly." But it wasn't. What made it ugly was neglect. You just take the best thing in the world and you just set it outside and go back 15 years later, or 10 or 15 years later, whatever it is, and just through pure neglect, it will either completely rust itself over, it'll fall apart, it'll melt, it'll just break down to nothing. Whatever it is, after a time of just being neglected, it will fall apart. Nobody did anything bad to it. Nobody did anything good to it. They just neglected it. Neglect is all it takes to destroy. And that's where our salvation comes in. Neglecting it. Just coasting and letting it go. Not really having anything to live for, not having any real struggles, no threats of war to where we look for a hope, no thing that we're just trying to desperately grasp for some good, or just kind of taking for granted what we got, not having many struggles. And so we just begin to neglect our salvation. The idea that, just the whole idea that we don't have to do anything to be faithful is just complete nonsense. Our duty and our responsibility is to keep our heart and to be faithful to the Lord. And that's difficult. Let's turn to 1 Peter, or 2 Peter. I'm going to go to 2 Peter. Well, I think, hang on, let me find it. Oh no, 1 Peter chapter 3. Verse 8, it's been talking about godly living. Chapter 2 is talking about Christ being our example, and then how the wives and the husbands work together. And it says, "To sum up, all of you be harmonious, sympathetic, brotherly, kind-hearted, and humble in spirit. Not returning evil for evil or insult for insult, but giving a blessing instead. For you were called for the very purpose that you might inherit a blessing." Okay. How do you neglect things? We are in a place and in a time in this world, mankind, where just going along with the normal, all of these things happen to us. All of these problems happen. Conflict happens. And the neglectful, or the way most people just deal with it naturally, is to react to it. This says, to sum up, all of you be harmonious, sympathetic, brotherly, kind-hearted, and humble in spirit. This is how you don't neglect things. That when just through the common course of life, we forget all of this stuff and we just begin to revert back to what is natural or normal for fallen man, we forget about those things and we begin to neglect them. But to be harmonious, sympathetic, brotherly, kind-hearted, and humble in spirit, not returning evil for evil or insult for insult, but giving a blessing instead, for you were called for this very purpose, that you might inherit a blessing. Being a blessing. Overcoming what the world has to throw at us. Being faithful and diligent in these little things to be what God wants us to be. You know, whenever we deal with people like this and we can work together like this, harmonious, sympathetic, brotherly, kind-hearted, and humble in spirit, whenever we talk about the kingdom of God coming and there's peace and no more war, well, what if everyone lived like this? Isn't that what we're looking for? Isn't that what we're shooting for? To live in peace? But there we won't be threatened all the time with all the things that are around us that cause us just to think that, or to grow cold about these things, or to neglect these things. That's the difference between now and then. The battles will be, we'll actually be able to see things like this. We'll see it clearly and we'll see how wonderful it is. But now we're in a time where it's just so easy to forget about these little things. You know, if we would live harmonious, you know, whenever we sing in harmony, it's just so beautiful. Everybody doing their part, singing together, it's harmonious. It's wonderful. And that's what, to sum it up, be harmonious. Sympathetic. Brotherly. Kind-hearted. And humble in spirit. You know, this right here is what is missing in religion. We can be strict. We can be controlling. We can be demanding. We can be having it our way. But right here's what we need to be looking for. Harmonious, sympathetic, brotherly, kind-hearted, and humble in spirit. Not returning evil for evil or insult for insult, but giving a blessing instead. For you were called for the very purpose that you might inherit a blessing. For the one who desires life to love and see good days, but keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. For the one who desires life to love and to see good days. Isn't that what we're talking about when we're talking about heaven and eternal things? Desiring life to love and see good days. Isn't that what it is? Do we have that desire? Or have we allowed the world just to let us neglect seeing those things. Is that what we want? Do we want life? Do we want to see good days? To love and to see good days? You see, we've got to have hope to get us through. That's the whole thing with people just trying to keep rules. They don't have hope. They have fear. Because they don't want to be punished. They just do it so they don't have to go to hell. That gets tiresome. That gets old. But the problem is they don't have hope. We have a hope and a desire to love life and see good days. But that gets neglected. And it just becomes religion. The goal here, the one who desires life to love and see good days must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. He must turn away from evil and do good. He must seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous. My point here is the opposite of neglect is maintenance. The opposite of not doing something is doing something. We're taught in religion, you don't do anything, God's just going to do it all for you. That's all wrong. We're taught in other religion that you got to be strict or you're going to go to hell. That's all wrong. Have a hope for the good. And to have good, you've got to be good. To belong in heaven, you've got to have that hope in you now. You must turn away from evil and do good. You must seek peace and ensue it. It's not just going to fall in your lap. People that are just waiting for it to fall in their lap will be guilty of neglect. Because it won't happen. It's something you have to pursue. It's something you have to seek after. It's something you have to hope for and want something better. And for that, it means you probably won't recognize that you have it now. Because you're looking for it. See, the problem is when we get things that we want now, we don't want anything else. And that's what breeds neglect. We talked last week about growing weary in well-doing. You know, I don't know what I thought about getting older, what it would be like. I probably thought it'd get, you know, I was told all my life, it just gets sweeter and sweeter following the Lord. Better every day. That's what the songs all say. But that's not the way I found it. You know, the older I get, there's a whole new set of problems come on. There's a whole new set of problems. It's just, you get to where, what's the use even anymore? You just get beat up so much, or you just kind of want to lose heart. You want to give up. Then you think, well, what is there to give up? There's nothing to give up to. I don't want anything the world offers. But it just gets difficult. More and more. I can't even explain it. But there's no place to stop. There's no place to give up. And sometimes it gets pretty dull looking. But it's because we've lost hope. Or I've lost hope sometimes. But there's better. And that's what I just want you to think about this morning. Just look for the better. Like I said, we live in a time where things aren't bad. We can have a nice life. We can have a good life. And oftentimes we would think, you know, they write songs about, well, I want to go to heaven, but I didn't want to today. You know, it sounds kind of funny, but isn't that the way we are? I want to go to heaven, but I don't really want to go today. That's a hopeless situation. It's because we've got heaven right here, and so we don't long for something more. And I just wish we could not lose hope of that longing. I just want to encourage us to not do that, just to not neglect. There's things for us to do. Look at the Bible, and as you would look at something, find the remedy for what's your problem. It's usually doing the opposite of what you're doing. May the Lord bless you. Bless us as we continue to be faithful. Just don't lose hope. These verses that were read to us this morning about heaven, it's just so easy to get content. Anyone have anything you want to share?
Gauges that I look at in my own life thinking, where am I at? You know, if that's the thing to affect me.
Right.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
sing a verse or two of, there's a land that is fairer than they.
There's a land that is fairer than they, and by faith we can see.
Our spirit.